The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, our state, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, of course.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, Linda has been rehearsing this week because of her big night on Saturday night at the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's Valentine's Day out there, and she's going to be singing from 6 to 8. I know the place is pretty full. You know, I don't know if you can make reservations at the bar, but maybe you can, which is a good place to see the show and eat there, too. So
yeah, you can't reserve the bar if they strict.
I don't know. Anyway.
So show up early and grab the bar.
There you go. Hey, our phone line's here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:07 in the morning here on February the 12th. And
48 degrees in downtown Reading. It's mostly sunny with a high near 75 today, partly cloudy this evening. Low around 46. Mostly sunny with a high near 75 on Friday.
75. It's February, right?
Yes, it is. Partly cloudy and mostly sunny through the weekend in the 70s. High 70s, cooling down to about 47. Our weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
We're going to have to start.
Owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts, and it's maybe cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We may have to start saying it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer here sooner than we thought.
Yeah, absolutely. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, we got a couple events going on here. Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet from the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, CVAC. And join us for dinner and an annual program to honor Shasta County Individual and Group Advocates of the Year on Saturday, February the 28th at 5 p.m. Dinner program starts at 6. Tickets can be purchased for $15 at Classique Cafe or the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Yeah, you know, this is good because, you know, it says who's been, you know, groups and people have been working for our veterans there. Also, Parsons Junior High is their annual tribute to all veterans on Thursday, February 19th, which is a week from today. At the conclusion of the special program, each veteran will be brought to the front for recognition. Afterwards, veterans are invited to a light brunch in their honor. And that's going to be Thursday, February 19th at 8:45 in the morning.
They have all kinds of opportunities this month to fly your flag and celebrate our veterans.
It is. And speaking of veterans, let's, you know, Chris Kyle.
Yes. His,
the trial started for the person that shot him, and it appears that there is a lot of they're saying is that his defense is that he's crazy,
mm-hmm. And he got PTSD,
right? Even though there's a lot of people say that he wasn't in direct combat, he was there but not in direct combat. But you know, it's,
you don't know. But it's interesting some of the stuff that's coming out though during this. That maybe he wasn't suffering from PTSD at all, and even there's some allegations about perhaps he was just had turned and changed his beliefs recently.
Well, they said before he was shot to death by this guy at a Texas gun range, Chris Kyle texted a buddy, "This dude is straight up nuts." And the other guy who was riding with him, Chad Littlefield, exchanged texts expressing alarm. "He's sitting right behind me. Watch my six," which is, you know, that's military terms for watching your back. "Hey, I got your six, you know, watch my six." And so there was obviously they knew something else was going on there. Anyway, he felt like his defense lawyer says is that that he believed that they were going to kill him. So he had to kill them first. And the prosecutor saying, "You look, you know what? Yeah, you know, he may have mental illness, but he knew the difference between right and wrong. He knew that, you know, killing them and using it as an excuse.
Well, I think it's, I'm hoping that the prosecution is going to really investigate who he was involved with and what have you, because it appears that there's some insinuation or beliefs that he had converted to being a Muslim.
Oh, and honestly, I haven't heard that. You know what? That's, you know, then you get into this thing about, and we're going to talk about that, by the way, because I'm just really kind of still up in the air about President Obama comparing the Crusades
at the
prayer breakfast, you know, and telling us that get off your high horse because remember the Crusades, and trying to tie that into murdering people and cutting their heads off, 900 years or more later. Yeah, we can do that.
But he's even changing that. He just makes stuff up as he goes along.
I know.
Anyway, to create whatever.
Whatever he's trying. He's just trying
whatever he's trying to prove. He makes up a story to go with it, whether it's true or not. It doesn't matter.
If it's, he's using the Crusades as an example why the Islamic terrorists should be angry at us, but. You know, things have changed a lot in 900,000 years, Barack. I mean, you're president. That's a huge difference right there. But then they had they had three Muslims killed in Chapel Hill, in North Carolina,
yes.
At the university there. And, of course, people are screaming that it was, it's an anti-Muslim, they're saying is that, they need to investigate this. As it turns out, the police are saying pretty much it appears that it was a dispute over parking. I mean, it's still terrible, all right? It's still terrible. But this dispute's been going on for a while. And anyway, this guy comes up and shoots. And then
we live in a different world where you shoot people over a parking place. But unfortunately, that's happening all over these United States.
One of my favorite, I used to watch, Malcolm in the Middle occasionally. And his mom starts to park in a place and this woman pulls in. I don't know if you ever saw this. It's a classic. This woman pulls in on her. And so, they get into this. They get in this real brouhaha, and they're smashing each other's car, and they run into each other's cars. And finally, at the end, they're facing each other off from across the parking lot, and they get going as fast as they can. And you can see them in the cars, you're watching their faces. And because they've been banging each other's cars, around, inside the parking place. And so as they come racing to the end, you're watching their faces. They're kind of . But the cars are so beat up at this point, they're doing like 1 mile an hour. And when they hit, nothing happens. They just stop. Have you ever been in a parking spot and somebody getting ready there and somebody pulls in on you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had that happen? What do you do? What do you do, Bob?
Usually I express my displeasure with the horn, give them a dirty look, and then go find someplace else.
What do you do, Trish?
Well, about the same. I don't think I like my car, so I'm not going to hit theirs with it.
Have you ever taken somebody else's parking place that you didn't know you were doing it?
I did one time at Costco, and I honestly did not see the person. They were back a ways. I still don't know where they were because I didn't see them, and I went and when I got in the store though, they came up and yelled at me, and I didn't know what they were. I said, "What are you yelling at me? You know you took my parking." They were really in my face, and the wife's trying to pull a guy back, and he is in my face. You should be ashamed of your position doing something like that.
Oh, because they even knew you. That's even worse. Yeah,
Love the scene, and I think it was Fried Green Tomatoes. The two young chickies whip into the parking space, and they're laughing at Kathy Bates, going, "Well, we're younger and faster." And she just rams them and goes, "I'm older and have more insurance."
Oh, I wasn't here with you last week. Did you?
We had a good time. That was a show.
Did you talk about sleeping at all, though?
No, we didn't.
You didn't talk about our sleep number? You can't, because really it's – it's us, but you and me, but also Linda and I. Hey, we were talking about that. I know that's why we had that California King there. Unfortunately, dual air technology only has spots for two places.
Gotcha.
There and Elk Killer just has to move from spot to spot, really. But I want you to know my sleep number setting is now 50.
Whoa, you're catching up with my 55.
Yeah, that's right.
And Linda's 55.
No, Linda's sleep number it fluctuates between 40 and 45.
Oh.
So she goes, but I'm the one with the remote. So she sleeps, she goes, and she'll tell me what number it is. But, the thing about it in our sleep number is that now with the new Sleep IQ technology, is not only are you sleeping great because you have the dual air technology bound, but with the new Sleep IQ technology, it kind of Because you don't have to do anything except sleep in it, but it senses how you move during the night, and it has ideas. You know, last night you slept for this much time, and you might want to think about this. You know, no caffeine or try this number, which is kind of cool. I mean, it helps you sleep because diet, exercise, and sleep. That's the way you're going to stay,
healthy.
You know, up and healthy. And the best part about that, about the IQ sleep IQ technology that you can get in your new Sleep Number beds. It empowers you to make the adjustments. Right now, the Ultimate Sleep Number event is going on where Queen mattresses start for under $600, $599.99 for a Sleep Number Queen mattress. Plus, you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. You've had your Sleep Number bed for a decade. A decade. And obviously, it still works and you're still loving it. You know what? These are really good beds, my friends. Made in America, found to be the best bed by Consumer Reports. What can you say? Sleep Number. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian and Janice down there.
Also want to remind you that they always have really good sales on accessories. Sheets and pillows and blankets and all the things you need to go with your Sleep Number.
And when it gets
bed.
Hot this summer, they have this it's a cover. That goes over your bed that lets you sleep warmer and cooler. In other words, it keeps you cooler. Say that you're it's hot outside and you don't want to be running your air conditioner all the time, but you want to sleep a little bit cooler. You can adjust your bed temperature
too. You can adjust each side that if your mate sleeps differently than you do or likes a different temperature, you can do that as well.
There you go. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this, and we're going to talk about some good things. You know, police officers getting great meritorious service medals. But I still want to talk about net neutrality, Keystone Pipeline. That's our guest today is a guy that's an expert on net neutrality. And what he sees is a grab by the government for the control of the Internet and taxing people, beyond what is right. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Trash it, change it, mail upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, snap
it. If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. It could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Get more for your trade this month at Redding Kia. The President's Day sale is here, and Redding Kia is going to give you more for your trade this month.
More for your trade means some extra presidents in your back pocket and a brand new Kia with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty.
The all-new 2016 Kia Sorento is here right now. It's gorgeous. It's on sale. 0.9% financing for 36 months or 1.9 for 60 months, and you'll get more for your trade in, too.
Take home a beautiful 2015 Kia Optima, 0% for 60 months and $1,000 KMF bonus cash. That's a President Grover Cleveland.
And remember, you always get complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase. See Redding Kia for details. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and get more for your trade.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Subject to prior sale and approval of credit. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for special interest and KMF bonus cash offer.
Get more for your trade this month at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding, reddingkia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, my friends. 7:21 in the morning here on February the 12th, 2015. 48 degrees out there. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by, of course, our friends at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. I can't tell you a better place to get coffee in the morning. Go in there, get your coffee, get your latte, get your espresso, get your macchiato. Get it all. And then walk across into the next building, and you will find next door every type of tobacco accoutrement you could possibly want, including the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California. All of it right there at Tobacco and Brew, where, of course, veterans always get discounts because they love veterans down at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, super people. Trish Clark is here with me. Trish Clark is, you know, okay, I'm going to get Trish going here. First of all, we're going to say nice things, though. The police awards for meritorious service, they were handed out for the Reading Police Department. Officer of the Year was Aaron Hellman. So,
very nice.
Big, I believe it's Hellman. And then meritorious awards for work in that Chaparral explosive incident where, you know, Bob was causing the problems out there off of Chaparral.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Pete Brindley, Scott Hyatt, and Joe Labbe got meritorious medals out there. And then other meritorious awards were given to officers Eric Little and Nick Weaver and Brian Moore, Russ Avilio, Josh Tracy, and Jason Rhodes all received awards. And other good news, because we're talking some good news here, new housing starts, the highest since 2007 here in Reading. January saw 281 permits worth $6.2 million. And Jeb Allen of Palomar Builders led the way on good. That one.
Starting to build some of the subdivisions that have been permitted over the last couple.
So you're not
years.
Happy about the market, huh?
I'm not, you know.
I mean, it's 17,000. It's never been this high.
It's exactly right. But
why is
this
high?
Well, because it's artificially propped up. It's the federal government keeps pumping money into certain companies. I think that I believe that in order for Mr. Obama to complete his final hurrah as he goes out the door and do more to damage this country, which I believe firmly was his goal all the way through, he's going to pull the plug on that. I'm thinking that market is going to just take a nosedive like we've never seen. So, but it's not going to happen. Maybe it's not going to happen today or tomorrow.
I don't know if
but I'll bet you, I'd bet a lot of money that it's going to happen before the end of his term.
I frankly think the markets are too powerful and the banking interests are too powerful for that to happen. You know this too big to fail thing?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
I mean, where did that go?
I think that
aren't we bigger now than we were?
Well, exactly. But the whole theory of being too big to fail, I think that wasn't accurate. I think that we'd have been in better shape and have saved some. We propped up a bunch of companies money that we wasted. Our federal debt is higher than it ever has been before. And those companies, if they had gone through the, supply and demand, and if they'd have gone and failed, we'd have been way better off.
Redone their things. Yeah, I know.
We'd be way better off.
You know what? That's what I understand. How come people keep, when you say under Obama, the deficit has gotten worse than it's ever been by three or four times, much worse. And then they want to point at Bush and they want to point at Reagan. But I don't understand this because I'm not a banker and these types of things. So I'm going to have somebody come in and explain to me and to the audience that says you know, from the other side that says, well, look, if the deficit is this bad and it's trillions and it's so much and it's getting more, and under the new budget that Obama just threw out, we're still in the budget is half a trillion dollars. Worth of, you know, we're still in deficit
increasing the deficit
by $500 billion, $500 billion. Why is that okay?
And that's only increasing that amount if we put in all the tax raises that are also included in there. If they can't pass with this Republican Congress the tax raises that goes along with all the extra spending, then that deficit would be greater.
Which he won't, because they're not going to do that.
Well, of course they're not. So the deficit is even going to be greater than the budget is predicting now. And they see absolutely no problem with that.
I know, and so.
But the Republicans don't even see a problem with it.
Well, that's the thing, is they keep raising the deficit limit.
Without even blinking an eye.
Is Doug voting for that?
Yes, he is.
Well, see, you know, and here's the excuse they
use. He votes for every continuing resolution. He voted to kick the can down the road so they couldn't even make any changes. I mean, yes, unfortunately, he's voting for pretty near everything that comes up.
Well, but the thing is that if we continue to keep raising that ceiling, the debt ceiling, mm-hmm. which is what this is, the mm-hmm. debt ceiling, mm-hmm. which is getting bigger by billions every minute, if you say, okay, it's not going any further than right now, what happens?
I don't think anything happens.
Something has to happen, because it says if you don't allow us to raise the debt ceiling, that means we can't spend any more money, and if we can't spend any more money, things shut down.
There's enough. No,
I want to raise my debt ceiling at my house. The problem is, and Linda has brought this up, honey, let's run like the government runs. And said, let's just raise our debt ceiling. And I said, well, honey, we can raise our debt ceiling, but there's no money there. She says, well, go use a credit card and just borrow it. But borrow that money.
Yeah.
And then we'll spend it. Okay, now I'm just kidding, because Linda would never do that. You know, I'm the worst one here. But if that's what we're doing, if we keep raising the debt ceiling so we can keep borrowing money and spending more than we have, right?
Well, but what we have to do at some point is prioritize our funding.
Hello. Here's my favorite thing here, too.
Okay, we don't have to shut. We can pick and choose what we fund. And, gosh, maybe we stop funding illegal aliens, or we stop funding.
No. Those are called future
sacred
voters.
Sacred cows.
No, those are future voters. We have to take care of them. Even though, here's my thing about that is they're talking about when they give Social Security numbers, and they're talking about that to all these illegals, that then immediately – they can put in for the earned income.
They're talking
credit.
About giving Social Security
yes.
numbers
yes.
to people who are not citizens.
There you go.
How can they do that?
How can you not deport people?
But I'm speechless. Why aren't the Republicans speaking about any of this? Why do they allow the Democrats to state the premise, and instead of contradicting the premise, I mean, they come out and say, okay, it's nighttime in the middle of the day. Why doesn't the Republican start the conversation by saying, no, it's not daytime, it's nighttime? Or, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
They never question the premise. They just try to prove that the premise they've adopted, even though it's false, is wrong. Why do they do that?
You know, it's kind of like saying the emperor has no clothes.
Well, yeah.
You know, here's the emperor. Isn't the emperor beautiful? Well, no. The emperor is ugly and is naked right now. Yeah, you know.
But you can't say that because it's not politically correct.
Well, it's okay.
You have to sit there and argue that even if you disagree and say, no, I don't really like the emperor.
Okay, here's one. When we come back, I want to talk about that. You know, this Little League team from Chicago, they got stripped of its title. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, and now here's the latest on that. But we're going to talk about it's a Little League team out of Chicago who played in the World Series, was the United States champion, and then they lost eventually to one of the Asian teams, I'm sure, or the Puerto Rican teams. I'm not sure which. No, it wouldn't be Puerto Rico, it'd be something else. Anyway, they had their title stripped from them, And I'm going to talk about that, but I'm going to talk about now what's going on with that and the pushback from people. And since we get back from these messages, Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, my friends, 7:30 in the morning here on February the 12th. Our phone number here, 605-4567. Hop in if you got comments. You got something stuck in your craw, jump on in.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe's Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, I am Molly Kidd from the KCNR staff, and I just have to tell you about my new favorite habit, Adamson's Peak Performance. Not only has the staff been nice and caring, they have been encouraging and supportive. I have even had trainers personally call me just to see how I was doing. From small group classes, booty bar, and team training, they have the right fitness schedule for you. Now I'm losing inches and feeling great. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, because why wait?
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Government theme song, of course. Don't stop till you get enough.
No. There you go. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:34 in the morning. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Owens Pharmacy. Their MedSync service, whether you've got one prescription or many prescriptions, they sync them. They get them so they all are due on the same day, so you don't have to worry about making 5 phone calls or 2 phone calls or 3 or making different trips. They're going to sync them so all your prescriptions come in on the same day. And if you're part of the MedSync program and if you can't get there, they'll deliver them to you. That's such a great deal. And they're locally owned, locally operated. I mean, this is great. I mean, here's a local pharmacy with local pharmacists. There's 6 of them just in the Reading area open Monday through Friday, most of them from 9 to 6. They're also going to see, make sure you're getting the right meds. Because I tell you what, doctor's writing sometimes, or sometimes it gets transposed. You need that last line of defense, and there is your pharmacist there that knows that you're supposed to be getting this medicine. Owens Pharmacy. Good people. We use them.
48 degrees in downtown.
48 degrees.
Yeah,
okay.
We're going to get up to the high 70s today.
Okay, we got like two or three things we want to talk about here over the next half hour. Then we're going to get into newt neutrality with this guy, Michael Daugherty, who is a member of this a big think tank and a firewall guys and all this about where he sees this net neutrality going, how come it's so dangerous. And we need to have somebody talk about it because, frankly, you know, for us in that boomer tech age, you know, we're in a boomer area, the boomer generation, but technology can, you know, I can use my computers and all that. But when you start talking net neutrality, I'm just like, wow. Is that like a neutral color?
Yeah.
Okay. The Chicago Little League team went all the way to the World Series, played, you know, in the international award. They did win the United States Championship. Just got stripped of their title because the coaches and the parents, as the parents had to know, cherry-picked kids to be on the team that didn't live in the area they were, you know.
Went outside their district to build a team that was great.
To build a good team.
Okay. And they've proven this.
And they proved it. You know, they cherry-picked the kids, and then they went outside the district. It's illegal. They did it. It was somebody reported it. They investigated it and said, you're right. They stripped them of the title, gave it to West Las Vegas or Las Vegas or, I don't know, you know, Butte, Montana. I don't know who they gave it to. Okay, that's, of course, the kids are on the air going, oh, it was my fault. I just played as good as I could. And the kids are right. You played as good as you can. Well, it was an all-African-American team, an all-black team. And so now the shouting is coming out.
Of course it is.
That this was racially motivated. That it was a racial decision to strip them of that title.
They didn't have anything to do with the fact they broke the law.
It has nothing to do with that.
And that they went against the rules.
I was reading it yesterday, and I thought, how can you say that, buddy? Because you're one of the coaches here, and you did it. And you're saying they're doing – you know, that you're saying other teams – you know, because there have been other teams that have been disqualified too. I think one out of Taiwan and one out of Mexico or something. They found out that, you know, as we were talking about yesterday, the pitcher was 24. They should have known something because, one, that he had a mustache, and two, he had two of his kids playing on the team with him from Mexico. But, you know, it wasn't that bad. But, you know, but they've thrown other teams out.
Okay.
But now the reason is
this one obviously didn't have anything to do with the rules or anything. It was just because they're an all-black team.
I hope that this is just, you know, that when people were saying these kind of things, that this is just going to just die right there. You know, they said, oh, we're going to have a march. Well, why? Why have a march?
Well, it's
if you broke the rules, you broke the rules.
Well, maybe they can destroy three or four stores and I'll get a new TV set.
Trish, well, you don't know that.
Shame on me.
Shame on you.
Okay. Well, it hasn't happened ever before.
Here's the other one that had me at high hover yesterday. I mean, Linda had to talk me off the ledge yesterday. I was loading the AR and I was heading downtown. They've closed the embassy in Yemen, you know. Uh-huh. And so the reports was that Marines were ordered by the State Department to hand their guns over to the Houthis or whoever those guys are that are running, you know, Yemen, the ones that are, you know, you've got on the air going, we hate America.
Yeah.
And the order was from the State Department was for the Marines to turn over their weapons, and they did. This came from an Army spokesman at the Pentagon. Well, before they could get on the planes, they had to hand their guns over. And you know what? You just cannot imagine the uproar over this from Marines, former Marines, people that work with Marines, the talk shows.
Well, okay, but the real story is?
Well, the real story, there
the
is.
The rest of the story,
there is a
yeah.
real story. And the Marine Corps issued a statement that disputed that version, that, you know, the idea that U.S. Marines would surrender their personal weapons to anyone, let alone members of the Iranian-backed anti-American Shiite militia that now claims to control Yemen. That's got everybody going. Now, the Marine Corps issued a statement. No Marine handed a weapon to a Houthi or had one taken from it, it said. It did confirm the remarks on the destruction of crew-served weapons, because when you're leaving an area and you can't take everything, you don't leave anything. So you destroy it. You take the bolt out. You smash it. You do different things to the weapons to destroy them. The Marine Security Force left the American Embassy at Yemen for the movement to the airfield as part of an ordered departure with their personal weapons. Personal weapons being probably M4s and pistols, those kind of things.
Who was the person that gave the report to begin with?
Well, because it came out and they misunderstood. The only thing I can think of is because they left without weapons, but they did not turn them over. What they did is they turned over the busted weapons, because arrival at the airport, all personal weapons were rendered inoperable in accordance with advanced planning. Each bolt was removed from the weapon's body and rendered inoperable by smashing it with sledgehammers. The weapon's bodies minus the bolts were then separately smashed with sledgehammers. All those destroyed components were left at the airport, and then the Marines boarded the plane and they left.
Now, so they destroyed them all. They didn't
hand them over. This was part of their
party. Play on words.
Because they can't get. Now, here's another stupid thing. Okay.
Because they can't take
they
the
left
weapons
on a
commercial
left on
a commercial flight.
Yeah, they left on a commercial flight. Well, why? Why didn't we just bring in an aircraft?
Or why not just put a box, put all the weapons in the box, put it down in the plane someplace, yeah. and
But here's, let me tell you something else.
That's insane.
Let me tell you something else. Yeah. I'll bet you money. Not all the weapons were destroyed. I'll bet you money right now. The Marines destroyed those weapons, but there were Marines carrying guns on that plane. You know what? I don't care what you say. You know what? There were some Marines on that plane that were armed. Because just because you're on the plane doesn't mean that the Houthis can't stop the plane and come back. And now we've got a real incident on our hands. So anyway. But that's not what happened. They got out.
But you know, I'm just going to say, if you know nothing about this, you're listening, and you got one official who comes out and says they turned them over, mm-hmm. and then you quickly have the government, Marine Corps, jump in and deny that. If you're just sitting out here on the outside looking in, you're going, so which one of them's lying, and are they both lying? Are they covering? I mean,
I know that. I think what happened.
And that's based on the fact that not a lot of us out here anymore trust anything the government says.
Well, I don't think so.
And so I don't know which one of those stories to believe.
On Megyn Kelly's show last night, she said a senior defense official confirming to Fox News that the Marines were directed to turn over their weapons before they were allowed to leave by the State Department. But the Marines said, fine, we're going to destroy them. We're not giving you guns that you can use. And they were all, you know, getting ready to get on the aircraft. Now, frankly, again, why we didn't have a plane coming in to take our people out unless they were not given permission to bring an aircraft in. But the whole thing smacks of State Department crap.
Of course,
you know,
it is.
The whole thing is, it's like, you know what? Here was a great chance to have another Benghazi. Can you imagine that? Okay, here's the Marines, destroy your weapons, get on the plane. Oh, not so fast, plane, you're not leaving. We've decided that
you all are
Satans, and that we're going to hold you like we did in, you know, like they did in a Tehran for 444 days.
And it's because of the Crusades.
It's because of the Crusades. That's right. You know what? I cannot believe what is going on here? He's blaming the Crusades. And then it comes out that he's been lying since 2008 about gay marriage.
Yeah.
Obama has. Yeah. I mean, his own guy that was the one that won those elections for him. David Axelrod says, no, he's wanted that marriage, you know, since the 90s. But we convinced him to say, No, I'm not. I'm
in this one
because of the black vote, first of all, for the African American vote.
Yeah,
you know, when it was coming in, and that, it was a huge vote for him. But at the same time, they voted for him in 2008. They also, what did they do? Proposition 7, or whatever that was, Proposition 8,
yeah.
Where they voted that it was a man woman
exactly
marriage, because the African American community feels very strongly about this. You know, and it shows.
We're turning around all of those votes.
And it was all a lie. It was all
pretty much everything he said from the very beginning has all been a lie.
Why can't we suspend him for 6 months without pay?
Why
can't we suspend Obama for 6 months without pay for lying to us? I mean, Williams lies about an RPG hitting his aircraft. Obama's been lying about the gay marriage. He's
pretty
been lying
much
about the military.
He
He's been lying about
his faith.
You know what? If you want to keep your health care plan, you can keep it. That was a big lie. Why not give him a 6 month timeout?
What happened in Benghazi?
Oh, wait a minute. Then we have Biden. Oh. Oh. Joe Biden is
president. Yeah. Well, you know what?
That was a pretty smart move on Obama's part.
That, not a problem. No, yeah, absolutely. But you know what? I'm going to just say, Biden may be stupid, but he's not evil. And if you give me a choice between the two of them, I'm going to take Biden.
But you know what? I bet you could probably work with Biden.
I think you could.
I think the last person
the man is stupid, perhaps.
I don't. You know what? When people say that, it's like they said about Herger. Oh, Herger, he didn't have an original thought in his head. I look at it like this. You know, I look at Herger, who's been in Congress for 20-plus years and worked his way through that. You may not be the sharpest tool in the quiver there, but you're not dumb. And Biden's been around a long time, too. Here's what I think you could do with Biden is I think Biden would be a lot more pragmatic than Obama.
I think that he would be way easier. And again, I'll go back to my original statement. He may be not as smart as a lot of other people, but he's not evil.
Yeah, I think.
And the guy that's sitting in the chair now is.
Well,
that's my opinion, I'm entitled to it.
Trish's opinion. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree?
The meatball tree?
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
Turtle Bay's third West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is now open at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. This year's juror, Bonnie Lang Malcolmson from the Portland Art Museum, has selected the pieces for the exhibition. With works in many media, competing artists from California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, the West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is a show you won't want to miss. The exhibition features works from some of the North State and Reading local artists, as well as many other great artists. For the park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 7:48 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs, right here in Redding. And Leonard has got a bunch of great sales going on because it's
Valentine's
Day. Estate jewelry, necklaces, you know, loose stones, diamond rings, emerald rings, opal rings, you name it. He's got it. Watches. He has it all. Plus, the only real trained watch repair, the only watch repairman in all of Redding is right here at Four Winds Jewelry. And you know what? If nothing else, go in and just talk to Leonard. It is a hoot.
To listen to all of his stories and look at all of the wonderful things he has.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And get him talking about smuggling back in the 60s or 70s, whenever it was.
Or anyway, yesterday.
Yeah, you know, back in, not that kind of smuggling. And, you know, it was just, or yesterday. No, Four Winds Jewelry, our friends down there. Give them a, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. Give them a call at 222-2750. Okay. Did you say you have something queued up here there, bud?
Yeah, actually, you know, thinking about is Obama sort of turning into this whole Dr. Evil character?
They are now divorced.
Right. Okay, people, you have to tell me these things, all right? I've been frozen for 30 years, okay? Throw me a frickin' bone here.
I've been frozen for 30 years back in the days when things were different. He's bringing us back 30 years. I'm not sure. Anyway, okay, President Obama. You know, I have a tough time saying people are evil. I know you don't, but I'm looking at a guy that has an agenda, and this is his agenda. And you know what? Through everything, his agenda keeps marching on. People are fighting it. People are, you know, not as hard as they could. This immigration thing. This immigration deal, Bill, that he has said, well, you know, guess what, dreamers? And now they're talking about Social Security numbers as part of this new bill.
And you just
thing.
Put me over the edge on that.
I know,
that.
When I
can't,
said that.
I can't believe
because if
that
happens,
that.
If that happens, well, that, they're saying that's part of the plan. But if that starts happening, then you get the child, earned income credits back for 3 years. So you can get people that are $6,000 or 4 years back for 4 years, $24,000 for a head of a family, head of a household. The billions and billions of dollars that would be cost for, you know, for us. But again, these are things that people worst case and all this. But still, we don't control our borders anymore. Even though that we, you know, even though that we say we do, we don't control our borders. And now this thing with going after ISIL. I'm not quite sure what this means. When he says we're going after ISIL, but we're not going to put ground forces in, it's only going to be for 3 years. I want Congress to give me a 3-year. Declaration that I can go after them with 12 air sorties a day, but I'm not going to poke them in the eye with a thumb for the special forces guy. But I will kick sand in their face if we find them close to a beach. All of these things that he's putting restrictions on himself to fight ISIS, which, by the way, is gaining tens of thousands of recruits. I mean, it's in every source, you know, both classified and unclassed, you're seeing these things. And what is he doing? What's President Obama doing? We can go after him with air stories. We can go after him with but no ground forces. I mean, he's throwing a bone to the Democrats who say we don't want an unlimited ground war. But what if bombing them's not enough? They have spread throughout the Middle East. They've just moved into Yemen, which is why Marines are leaving. They are spreading everywhere. And like, you know, and when do we get into the scorched earth, let's take ISIS out philosophy?
Well, I don't think we do. Not with this administration. And I am to a point with him and his drop a few bodies here and there theory, that don't give him any authority to do anything, that we either need to get in or get out. I'm tired of sending our troops over there, not accomplishing anything, and then allowing his plan of action to actually undo everything we accomplished with the loss of our young men and young women's lives. So my fit theory is either get in or get out.
You know, amid reports that the Shiite militia has now claiming to control Yemen, and, you know, we've already talked about that, about the firearms. Iran. Okay, this is Iran. Top general declared Wednesday that the developments in the troubled Gulf state were evidence of the spread of the Islamic Revolution throughout the region. And this, you know what? And that's Iran saying this. Of course, they're Sunni, but they're saying here's and The U.S., Britain, France, and Germany have closed their embassies and evacuated staff from Yemen, and that it's not getting any better. Now, the other thing, too, is now we're talking about giving billions of dollars of weapons to rebels in Syria. Well, right now, those rebels in Syria are getting pounded by Assad. So, you know, so these rebels in Syria can fight ISIL. Well, are they, you really think they're going to fight ISIL or are they going to fight Assad? And then, you know, you've got Israel, who's there, is now being slowly encircled. You know, they're going to, right now, it's almost like a 180 around them with ISIL forces. And I keep thinking back is that Fallujah and Ramadi, places that we fought for and bled for and died for, have been handed back over to a group of people that burn their prisoners, cut the heads off innocent people, kill women, you know, butcher women, children, bury children alive. I mean, this is the type of action, and the type of action our president says is, give me 3 years to fight these guys from the air.
Well, and Carl, see, here's the you have a good understanding of these areas and these places and how that whole geography lays out over there. The average American does not. We don't know where all those different countries are and what kind of people are living in any of them. What we do know is that our ally over there, Israel, for as long as I know, I mean, they have been our ally, is kind of being surrounded.
They are.
And we're not doing anything to protect them. We go in, as you indicated, we lose a lot of our military lives, and then we back off. We don't do the job that we went there to do. We no longer set out to win a war. We just go over and kind of put time off on it and waste a few lives, unfortunately. It bothers me. So my point is, let's go in and either take care of the issue, go in and do enough of an attack that we actually accomplish something, or stay out.
Well, I think that if we're going to go after ISIL, then you're going to have to. It's going to have to be a multi-nation war. It's going to have to take. It's going to take drone strikes. It's going to take special ops guys. And guess what? You're going to have a MEU, a Marine Expeditionary Unit, off the coast that just comes in heavy one time, and they wipe out. You know, they wipe out enclaves of ISIL. If ISIL will own a town, fine. Send the Marines in with heavy equipment or send the Marines in with heavy air power over them, take it out, destroy it, and you just hunt them down and hunt them down and hunt them down. Unless you're prepared to do that, the only thing we're going to have is one day somebody's going to walk into a deli in New York that's frequented by Jewish people, and they're going to start shooting like they did in Paris. And then to say that, as Obama said, a randomly selected target. That's what he said. It was a randomly selected target. And anybody with any sense at all knows this was not randomly selected. Even his own people know that. It was picked because it was a Jewish deli. The people went in there to kill him because it was a Jewish deli. There were Jewish people in there. And the White House doubles down on it by saying, well, that's because we said random because there were non-Jewish people in there too. Give me a break.
If you believe anything that comes out of that White House and or the president's mouth, then you just believe anything, because they speak whatever they want to say that day to convince you of whatever it is that is the theme. And they will say anything or do anything, and has absolutely no relativity to whether it's true or not.
Keystone Pipeline. Okay, I'm switching real quick because we only got a couple minutes. You want to talk about bipartisanship in Congress. Between in the House and the Senate. Here it is. Here it is. I mean, here it is. Keystone Pipeline Bill. Passed by a bipartisan vote in both the House of Representatives and the Senate. Saying we need the pipeline. We need the thousands of jobs. We need the energy independence. And it's going to the president.
And he'll veto it.
And why did the Democrats say, why did the Democrats support it? They said because the Republicans actually met them with some things like there is climate change. We agree there is climate change.
Climate's changing.
Yeah, the climate's changed. So they agreed to that.
It's not necessarily getting hotter, but it's changing.
There is climate change.
It's always changing.
Well, there's climate change, you know. So, but for the first time, the Republicans went on notice by saying, yes, there is climate change. And there was something else in the bill also that had to do with this. But they all voted. They've sent it to the president. Now.
But they don't have enough to override a veto.
No. And so the president said, I'm going to veto this. Well, why would he veto the first real big effort?
Because he set out for
instead.
The first
real big effort of bipartisanship.
It's irrelevant.
And why doesn't he just say, you know what?
He set out to do away with the energy industry in the United States when he was made president. He said he was going to. He said he was going to get rid of the coal mines. He has not allowed any production on government property. We have increased our government, our petroleum efforts here, but it's all on private land. And this president is not going to support any of that. And he said so when he was running in the beginning.
Yep. He said, if you want to use coal,
go ahead. It's going to cost you.
It's going to cost you.
And we're going to eventually put them all out of business. That's what he said.
Yeah, well.
I mean, if you were listening, the only time he told the truth was right at the very beginning and when he wrote his books. He was telling you the truth and nobody listened.
And nobody read it. Nobody read his book and believed it. Okay.
I did.
Hey, we're going to be back. We've got a gent by the name of Michael Daugherty. He's going to be talking net neutrality and why this could be a big problem to America and American business. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trace Clark. It is 8 o'clock.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
To confirm President Obama's nominee today to be the next Secretary of Defense, we get more from SRN's Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill.
Ashton Carter has widespread support in the Senate.
He has what it takes to be a great Secretary of Defense.
Assistant Minority Leader Richard Durbin praises the nominee, who has served as the Pentagon's second highest ranking officer. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell supports Ashton Carter and has high hopes for the nominee.
If I could place one demand on him, it would be to leave his successor with our armed forces in a better position to deal with global threats than they are today.
If confirmed, Carter would replace outgoing Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Obama says the U.S. has risen to the challenge of combating Ebola in West Africa and says it's time to scale back the troops.
By April 30th, all but 100 who will remain to support the ongoing response, all but those 100 will also be able to come home.
A greater economic commitment to Ukraine, the International Monetary Fund has agreed to provide that country with $17.6 billion to help transform its economy.
It's not yet completed, but the beginning of addressing corruption issues, money laundering, and to actually put in place a framework to that effect.
That's IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. businesses increase their stockpiles in December. Here's SRN's Jeremy House.
The Commerce Department says stockpiles inched up 0.1% following a modest 0.2% increase in November. Meanwhile, sales fell 0.9% in December after declining by 0.4% the month before. It was the fifth straight month that sales have fallen, and it was the largest decline since a 1.3% drop in January of last year.
That's SRN's Jeremy House on Wall Street. The Dow is up about 70 points. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com. Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
In what's sure to trigger a White House veto, the House has voted to approve the Keystone XL pipeline.
House Republicans clearly frustrated over a process that began 7 years ago. Georgia's Rob Woodall.
Longer than it took to build the Hoover Dam, we've been trying to approve a small section of pipeline.
House leadership would rather pass purely symbolic measures than work with the president.
Florida Democrat Alcee Hastings noting this is the 11th House vote to approve the pipeline.
This body has been like a hamster on a wheel, spinning and spinning, but never getting anywhere.
The vote sends the measure to the president, where it faces a certain veto.
It's Wally Hines reporting. Longtime 60 Minutes correspondent Bob Simon has been killed in a car accident. 60 Minutes correspondent Laura Logan.
Just so sudden and so swift and such a loss.
Simon was 73. This is SRN News. Day two of the trial of former Marine Eddie Routh gets underway today in Texas.
Accused of killing Chris Kyle and Chad Littlefield, the question yesterday presented to the jury was Eddie Routh insane at the time of the shootings? During opening statements, the defense admitted that their client has a problem with anger and with drinking and even confirmed that he drank whiskey and smoked pot laced with formaldehyde the morning of the shooting. And then at some point on the ride out to the gun range, Chris and Chad had texted each other, both concerned about Routh's mental stability. Kyle's wife, Taya, took the stand, as did Chad Littlefield's mother, who said he would have turned 38 yesterday.
That's Val Dior reporting yesterday at Cape Canaveral.
And liftoff. The Falcon takes flight, propelling the Deep Space Climate Observatory on a million-mile journey to protect our planet Earth.
The observatory to be used for early detection of solar flares and storms. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, of course. 8:05 in the morning here on the 12th of February, 2015. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Trish?
50 degrees in downtown Reading, mostly sunny with a high near 75 today. And it's going to be partly cloudy this evening, low around 46. Up into the 75 and 78 region all through the weekend. High 70s, just into the 40s. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's going to be cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer.
Here pretty soon, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his professional group of associates there have been in the business for well over 20 years. Veteran-owned business with Martin. If you've got an emergency, he's there. Any type of heating or cooling system, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Service, regular service there. They perform outstanding service. We use them at our home. We give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Good people. We really like their commercials, too. You ever listen to those commercials? I like them. Hey, you know what? The big thing is right now, Trish, and we've been talking about it, is net neutrality.
And I'm so glad you have this guest because I'm like you. I don't really exactly understand exactly what that means.
Yeah, you know, neither. You know what? I'm not. I'm kind of like that too. You know, Bob, who's more up on this, of course, with
more techie,
much more techie. And Michael Daugherty, though, knows all about government agencies and power grabs. He's a board member of the Snoop Wall, the powerhouse cybersecurity firm, and is an author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach in the cybersecurity. Medicine and small business. And, you know, you start hearing things that the 332-page plan to control the internet that a commissioner said it says it is worse than I had imagined. So, you know, what kind of impact this has on us and on our economy is a lot of questions. So we got a hold of Mr. Daugherty. So good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I hope I'm not butchering your name out there.
No, well, it's Daugherty.
Daugherty.
The Daugherty. That's okay. I'm used to everything. I answer everything. I'm a good dog.
Okay.
Good.
That's fine.
Welcome, Mike.
Yeah, Carl Bott and Trish Clark here, Michael. Hey, Michael, can you tell us what net neutrality is?
Well, I'll tell you the theory, and the reality is I can't. You know, but like any government agency, we have we get a PR firm, and we make it sound all pretty, and we confuse everyone. And neutrality is being used in this instance of saying everyone has an equal and fair chance to use the net and have access to the net, whether you're a massive worldwide corporation or a small little one-time, you know, one-man business. And that is, or one-woman business, one-person business. So we have fairness and equality for all. Now, there's the lipstick, right? Now, the problem is, the pig is, the agencies have been given huge power by Congress, And they've made 332 pages of rules and policies and loopholes, and we can't see them. And Congress can't see them yet. And this has got everybody all up in arms, because the last time we had an exciting episode of that, it was a 1,000-page bill called Obamacare that Nancy Pelosi said, you know, you could not, you would just have to pass it to see how what's in it. So this has got everyone quite upset because, you know, healthcare and technology, there's two big impacts on our lives.
Well, you know, the fact is this 332-page document that nobody's really had a chance to see. What's the danger we're facing right now? I mean, when we're saying that everybody, you're saying the lipstick on the pig says is that everybody is going to have an equal opportunity to be on the network. And then so that that's not the way it is.
Well, you know, if you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Hey, you know,
okay.
We already discussed that one today. So, good.
We have a history of not walking the way we talk. And keeping us blind is a concern. And having a commission that says they have the right to do this and even keep it away from Congress with such a huge impact on the economy is a very big concern because these people love regulation, they love loopholes, they love rules, and they also typically live in theory. And the little, you know, little cars they put together for us to drive usually don't drive nearly as well as they say. And this is the problem with bureaucrats and lack of accountability. So I really don't care what they say, trust yet verify. And until we can see it, it's just not going to happen.
That's
the problem.
And Michael, we had this discussion earlier as well about these various commissions. And we need to always remember in my mind that we, in fact, are a republic. We elect those people to make decisions, and we need to stop turning over all the authority for enforcement and decision-making to these damn commissions that are not accountable to anybody, and excuse me for saying.
Your finger is exactly on the fundamental problem, and it happened 100 years ago, and it's a huge ghost that haunts the country.
Absolutely.
You know, back then, they started all these IRS, EPA, FTC, FCC, and they've had 100 years to morph into these huge Frankensteins. And it's really nothing more than lazy Congress letting them do their dirty work behind their back, and they've grown into such rebellious, unaccountable organizations. I mean, just look at these scandals and how they conduct themselves. The contempt on their face when they're you know, testifying for Congress. I mean, these people have no fear.
Yeah, how dare you question me?
Yeah, the new guy.
I mean,
how dare you question me? Is the look on their face?
Well, you know,
that's right.
The other thing too,
and they know how to dance around.
Oh yeah. Well, they can hide, and they can dissuade, and they can just say, "Oh no, we lost those emails. We lost those 25,000 emails." There's an article by Ev Ehrlich today that came out, who was an undersecretary of commerce with Clinton, and he says the only way you're going to solve this is through legislation through Congress. For net neutrality.
Well, that's right. And here's the problem with the left. The last time they all tried to do that, it was called CISPA. And everybody, left, right, up, down, went crazy. And the phones rang off the hook in Congress like you've never seen. And that nothing scares a politician more than accountability and an upset constituency. And this is just nothing more than a Trojan horse to try to slide this in behind everyone's back, the public and Congress, so they can finger point to the commission. And this is, and we really have become aware of these tricks. And he's right.
Well, you know, Mike, here's the thing. And as net neutrality, if we're saying that everybody is supposed to get an equal opportunity, but the secret here is that that's not what's going to happen, that it's going to be, you know, the big providers are going to have to pay. And if you want to have that, you're going to have to pay more instead of having a free net.
I mean, that's the theory, but again, they're turning it into a utility. I'm fine with the way it is right now. I don't have a problem getting online. I don't understand what they're really trying to do. I just think it's another power and control taxation place. I mean, the utilities are fading away, and they're trying to drive the revenue back to the government.
Well, to me, you have stated exactly where we're at. There isn't a problem. They're creating, trying to say that there's a problem. They're trying to solve it, and it's merely a way to put a tax on something they haven't figured out a way to get any money out of us for.
Right. I mean, it drives them nuts. I mean, you know, it's just the dichotomy between what they say and what they do is extremely disturbing. And technology and medicine are both two terrible areas because these are know-it-all lawyers that have never worked in the real world, that have the intellectual arrogance to just tinker with all this stuff. And you want to show me a successful tinkering, I'm all ears. I haven't seen it. And I don't, you know, I just... Just the fact that they're doing this so secretively is just a red flag. I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on.
Well, I think that's reaching on both sides, too. Everybody's saying the same thing, is that this is not something that that's good. I mean, you want to try and regulate them like you did an old crank telephone, and this is going to go to court, and it's going to be fought in court for decades, unless legislation is done to make this fair.
But again, we're buying into the premise that they need to do anything at all.
Right.
Because there isn't the problem.
Hey, Mike, we don't need to do anything.
Freedom.
Hey, Mike, can you hang on for a couple of minutes? We need to take a break. Can you join us on the other side?
Sure.
Okay. Well, our guest is Michael Dougherty, who is on the board. He's a board member of Snoopwall, the powerhouse cybersecurity firm, is an author of The Devil Inside the Beltway about U.S. government programs and their way of snooping on people. And we're talking about net neutrality, and the fact is, if the internet economy was a country, it would be the fifth behind only the U.S., China, Japan, and India. Economic activity on internet totals 4.2 trillion, and almost half the Earth's 7 billion people are already connected to the web. This is why this is so big and trying to, and this is probably why they're trying to get their arms around it to take money from this. Well, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Are you out there?
This is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? To
Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Filter? I don't know if I should go with XX Pro or Valencia. I want to look tan. What should my caption be? I want it to be clever. How about...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
The Modern Valley Girl is the Let Me Take a Selfie.
Let Me Take a Selfie. 8:21 in the morning. Right here at Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, as many of you have. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Located at 2539 Larkspur right here in Redding, John prides himself on having the types of guns that his customers like. If you're looking for a long gun or a pistol, there's it's the place to go. Sales are always going on, plus ammunition of the sort you don't usually see, you know, because it's already been bought and gone, is at Bastiani Arms. Fair prices, great customer service, locally owned, locally operated, Bastiani Arms. 222-8222 is the phone number, but just stop on by down there in Larkspur at 2539. It's a great experience. Our guest is Michael Doherty, who is one of the ones that's fighting against this, you know, the concept of net neutrality. Saddle small independent businesses and entrepreneurs with heavy-handed regulations, a monumental shift on how things are done. He's a government whistleblower by necessity and CEO of a cancer detection laboratory by trade. And you've been going, you've been battling with the government, I'm sure, on several different levels, Michael.
Yeah, they're always they're an infinite dragon. You think cats have nine lives, and these guys have more than that. But they just can't leave anything alone. They can't stand themselves. So we've got lots of, you know, it's never ends.
Well, you know, we were talking during the break about this, that what Obama wants to do is have the government control of the net, essentially, when it gets right down to it. And where if somebody wants to have, like Netflix, I'll use Netflix as an example, wants to run a faster version off their ISP, that then they can buy that. And that's but it's still being controlled by the government, and who's overseeing all this. That's the main crux of this, isn't it?
Well, that's always the game, and it's always been the big game from the beginning. It is always, it starts with the Roosevelt New Deal and build a huge government infrastructure, and that is just now outdated. And you know, who are career bureaucrats? Mostly Democrats. Republicans usually out in the business world and the real world. And then and those people in there aren't really out in the real world, and they think the government controls all. They're in that illusion. And so the internet drives you people crazy. I mean, it's just the fact that there's just so much unwieldy freedom, you know, which can be good and bad, just makes them nuts. And they've got to control it. Now, look how they do it, right? They'll never get it through publicly, and then Congress would just be all battled up. So they sneak it in through these agencies, and this time, even worse, they don't show us anything. Now, what's going to happen if this actually passed? It'll just get tied up in court, and there goes more taxpayer dollars. And we will hear more damsel in distress whining and moaning and stories and just all sorts of horror stuff. It's just ridiculous. But this is what they do.
Now, Michael, let me just, I'm kind of one that likes to cut to the chase on the issue. So is what we need to do is tell them to just go away and keep government out of it.
Exactly. I mean, if there's any military issues, and that's a military NSA issue, they don't need to be messing with it. They have a terrible track record of making anything better. Anything.
Well, and that's exactly right. So we ought to. My concern is always they come up and decide to want to do it, and we always seem to allow them to establish the premise that they need to do something, and therefore then we start arguing with them about how to do it instead of just saying it's fine. You don't need to do anything. Is that what you guys are trying to do, or are you trying to help them come up with a better law?
Well, if you said it was fine, or they'd have no job, you know, they can't, doing nothing means they don't have a job. So, you know, we have 100 years now of them messing. So,
and when do we start turning that around? I mean, that's where I'm coming from.
Well, we got two down, one to go. We have got to, I mean, you know, there's nothing broke, don't fix it, so to break things have something to do. I really think we have, this is what you have with the Obama administration in their last two desperate years.
Yes.
I mean, just back door. And we just have to be vigilant and keep our eyes out.
Well, they've taken over the healthcare system in the United States, and I don't guess we're ever going to be able to turn that around. It doesn't appear that even with the Republican control of both houses that they're going to make a really good effort to even do that. So if we allow them then to take over the Internet during this next 2 years, what's left that the government doesn't control in our lives?
Well, there's going to be a whole lot of repair and healing is what's going to happen because it's going to break. Obamacare is going to fall in on itself. There's not enough time. I mean, and this type of work they're doing now, this is going to get tied up in court and cost a fortune. It is, and I just, the thing that concerns me is people need to pay attention. I mean, really pay attention. We've just got so extreme with these meddlers. And we aren't better off. We're just not, you know. So hopefully it's going to stick with people through every day that don't pay attention daily, because that's what they feed off of. They feed off the people that aren't engaged all the time, and they give it a beautiful title, net neutrality, and then they go to town.
Well, and you're right. You're not going to get the people engaged in it until they can't get on the Internet unless they pay an exorbitant amount of money and fill out a whole bunch of regulations and what have you. And then they're going to start screaming when they can't get their business on. But then it's too late.
And then they teach. And then the problem is, a lot of people get helpless with that. They teach helplessness, and they want you less engaged. It's a real terrible. Not give our power away, and
yeah.
It's time to let your power down. Just like the CISPA legislation a few years ago, it creates huge problems in Congress when you pick up the phone and just dial. I'm telling you, those phones ring like crazy, and everyone's knees start to shake.
Okay, so we need to tell our congressman what we think about this. Okay, where can we get your book at? Hello, Mike?
I believe that the train has entered a tunnel or something similar.
Okay. Anyway, Michael, and we've lost Michael Doherty, but his book is on Amazon, and it's called Inside the Beltway, Surveillance and Cybersecurity. Take a chance, go down there and take a look at it. Go online and take a look at it, because it appears that there's a man that knows what he's talking about, a whistleblower, and that's about net neutrality. So,
have to say, I get real frustrated with this constant. We know what's wrong. We just simply, and I know I'm being repetitious here, but we're ready to do the battle and make sure we get good legislation to do this and that they don't do. But we're pretty much what I'm hearing him say, and what we always do is we just let them go ahead and do it.
Well, you know, they're
instead
trying,
of saying
yeah, they want
stay
to,
away from it.
They want to make the internet like they do. They want to regulate it like they did at AT&T and all this. I mean, and based on something like that, you know, from
and it
100
didn't, it
years
doesn't
ago,
work.
It doesn't work. You know,
so why do we
want
to let them do it?
And you know, and as Bob says, you know, and is our internet cost more and doesn't, you know, it doesn't have, it's not as serviceable as ones in Slovenia, you know, or other places in Europe. And I worked on the internet and cell phones back in the 90s, and
those countries?
Well, you know what? Believe it or not, I worked in the first privately owned cell phone network in Croatia called VipNet. And it was Vodafone and a couple of smaller firms and an American firm that had been as part of the deal. And they hired me to build their infrastructure there.
So if the government were to just completely stay out of this and let private enterprise control it, that would, and isn't that what it is now?
Well, that's the way it should be, I think, is, you know, if it's, you know, there's no indications there's abuse. I mean, everybody can get on the internet. I mean, and what they're saying with this great little term, net neutrality. Oh, that sounds really cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I mean, it means that everybody can use it. Well, no, that's not exactly what it means. It's like anything else here. It's the, you know, it could be the bikini contest of the world, but then you find out it's with 300-pound fat guys from the Ukraine
that
are the models. I mean, it sounds good.
I personally think that the only reason that the government would have to get into this is if there was evidence of collusion between the major providers to fix prices.
Yes.
That
and
they should step
that.
In on.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
but that's union.
The consumers speak.
Yeah, let them do it. And like
well,
it
and
says
if you
here,
can't get on the internet here, it's because of the lack of a cell tower or the ability to get service to you. Because there are places in Shasta County where you can't get on the internet.
No, that's true, but that's because there is no.
How would the government make that better?
Well, the only way you make it better is for the provider itself to put out more. Like right now, say Charter oversells the number, you know, the size of their pipes here.
Yeah.
So it slows down and everything like this so what you want them to do is force a Charter to build bigger pipes. Because if their infrastructure can take care of, let's just say, 20,000 people, they have 25,000 on it, slows it down. So they need to build their infrastructure up so it handles 30,000.
I'd pay a few more bucks for better service.
Yeah, for better service. In fact, you do. I mean, some of them, oh, look, we're going to give you this many megs for this much money. Well, you know what? But if I don't want that many megs and I want a slower, I can pay for that. But it should be the same for everybody. No. I mean,
No.
If that's the case, all cars.
False supply and demand, and that's how our country was built.
All cars should cost the same. All food should cost the same.
That's what the government thinks is right.
But that's what we're getting into. So we got to take a break, though. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Hey, Terry, we'll get to you as soon as we come back from our break.
Prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
For over 38
38 years, Kent's Meats and Groceries have proudly served their loyal customers, providing USDA choice meats, including organic and nitrate-free products, Prater Ranch Natural Premium Beef, ham, bacon, sausage, smoked and processed in their own facility, fresh quality, locally grown organic produce, and so much more. This week's Kent specials include Folgers Coffee, $8.98, Kent's Bumbling Bugler, 750 milliliter Red Blend Wine, $14.98, Lean Pork Shoulder Roast, $1.48 per pound, Lean Old Fashioned Flavor Corned Beef and Summer Sausage, $6.98 per pound. In Kent's Produce Department, you'll find tender asparagus, $2.48 per pound, 98 cents per pound navel oranges, and first of the season white corn. Kent's is the home of Cappy's Deli for party trays, salads, side dishes, sandwiches, and special orders to round out any meal, including this week's special, authentic Italian flavor rigatoni. Check out their cheese days featuring over 30 choices of the finest premium natural organic cheeses from the Loletta Cheese Factory. Kent's Meats and Grocery at Cappy's Deli. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. 1 mile south of the Redding Airport next to Wintour Gardens Nursery on Airport Road.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Trish is my Thursday girl.
I like Thursday mornings. Yeah. Oh, especially at 5:30 when I have to get up to do the show.
Linda's, has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. And then right after that is the Chief's Town Hall meeting. Chief Rob Pelletti, Reading Chief of Police's Town Hall meeting at the Civic Auditorium.
And he's going to have some great information about where the people are coming from and why they're coming.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, which I've been trying to get down to for 4 days, and I will try to make it today. I think I've overcome all the obstacles that will keep me from doing that. And get my hair cut by the best barbers in the town, in my opinion. Man's Last Stronghold, right there at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans there. And the cheers of barbershops. Right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway, Cypress Square Barbershop. He does. But let's go to Terry. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl. Trish, you are amazing. You have the three words that sum up everything that's going on. We let them. We let them go ahead and move our speech to the end of the city council. We let them take $6 million out a year. We let illegal aliens have driver's licenses. We let illegal aliens have social security numbers.
You got it.
We let them. In fact, I would say there isn't one aspect, including everything from the toys your grandkids play with, to the food you eat, to the clothes you wear, to the makeup that you put on in the morning, that the government does not control.
You're absolutely right. And I always stand back and do not understand, again, why we continue to let them set the argument and never just say, no, you're wrong. Instead of trying to disprove the premise they've set.
Because there's no consequences for them doing anything they want to do. We have no consequences for them. The lawmakers are not subject to the same laws we are. I mean, all the stuff that's been going on, we've had Brown Act violations broken. We've had a lot of things just locally, not to mention state or federal.
Right.
They do whatever they want. But again, really, the impact of them being able to control every aspect of your life, my life, our children's life, and our grandchildren's life. When are we going to draw the line, Trish?
I don't know. I'm ready to draw the line in the sand. I'm tired of being pushed around, and I don't want any more government in my life, and I don't want them telling me what I can watch on the Internet and what I can't. I'm a big girl. I can choose what I watch.
Well, it's the same thing on what you can watch on TV or what you can read and all these things that
you can turn it off if you don't like it.
But, okay, but let's get down to it, what the big bite out of for net neutrality really is. They want to control the Internet in
such
a way because the Internet is a wide range. Well, it's plus taxes, but it's also a wide range of opinion.
Yes,
and
it
once
is.
You get your arms around that, you know how the Chinese handle it. There's certain things you don't see in China.
That's right.
You don't see them because they don't allow it on the Internet because the government deems that it's not socially necessary. Now,
and if our government controls what we see and only what we see, oh, my God, help us.
Or what two or three providers only want you to see. Then you get into the NBC, CBS, and ABC. Thing.
Yeah, exactly.
This is why the only reason Brian Williams is out of a job is because of the Internet and other news agencies who reported this. Anyway.
I got a surprise phone call yesterday from Washington, D.C. Doug LaMalfa's aide back there he's going to be coming out here in the next couple of weeks or so, and he'll have a town hall at the Reading Tea Party. And I know he's fighting as hard as he can, but maybe he can start explaining some of this stuff and maybe give us some ways to fight this rather than just the defeatist attitude of not being able to do anything.
Well, but, you know, Terry, and I like Doug, and I've supported him. I question, and he votes for things that I think, when do they just say no? I mean, he says, well, I had to support Boehner because we all said we would in a closed door session before when nobody else was running. When we had the opportunity with a new Congress coming in to make some changes, Doug voted for the bill that kicked it all over till September. Why did he vote for that? We need to ask him those questions at that Tea Party meeting.
Well, I agree, and I think it should be more of a town hall for the folks. I mean, we will provide the place, but people do need to ask him those things. But, you know, that was before the omnibus bill when they went ahead and they did that vote back in November, and we knew about that ahead of time. Yet his staff, up until the time he was inside the chambers voting, was still saying, well, we're not really sure how the congressman is going to vote.
And then he voted for it.
Well, that's right. But the other folks that did vote against it, they were just trying to show that there is a conservative wing of the Republican Party. They were just trying to make a statement. And, you know, it ended up there were no repercussions really on them. And, you know,
well,
I'm not
defending
those.
Even if there are, you know, see, that's the deal. We let them. We elect these people based on what they say out in the district, that they're going back there and represent us. And as soon as they get there, they worry more about how the game is played, getting their names on a roster, being able to serve on a committee. And we allow the thuggery that right. goes on to happen. And we don't have, and if we have somebody like a Ted Cruz who stands up and fights the system, who beats him up the worst? The Republicans.
Yeah, you're exactly right. As long as we insist on being that dog chained to the table, eating the scraps and being happy with that, then that's what's going to happen to us. You know, and as far as Doug goes, like I said, I mean, my whole thing is he may have had a million reasons to vote and a million reasons not to vote for Boehner, and I don't care about that. The problem I have is that when you call 10 minutes before he casts a vote and you're being told by Washington, D.C., by the staff members there that, by gosh, by golly, he doesn't know which way he's going to go yet, that's a hard thing to swallow, because I would submit to you that thousands of people called in and said, please don't vote for Mr. Boehner.
There you go.
Well, thanks a lot, Terry.
You bet.
All right. Hey, I'm just thinking, you know, John, what's his name? John Stewart has announced that he's leaving his TV show, which it gets like 1.4 million viewers a night on the comedy.
Who's John Stewart?
Well, John Stewart. Well, he's got a it's called the Daily Show, and it's
on what
it's
station is it?
It's on the Comedy Channel, which is because it's a comedy and it's written by writers, but people unfortunately take it like it's kind of gospel, and that he's got this that he is a good news source, and he isn't. I mean, he says this. This is an entertainment show. In fact, when the writers went on strike.
Is he liberal or conservative?
Oh, very liberal, very liberal. Uh-huh. And he went off the show. And so I just saw yesterday, and you know, on the it looked like the ratings. I mean, you look at, you know, for cable ratings, there is that, you know, you got O'Reilly and then Megan. I mean, those both of them up in the 3 millions, and mm-hmm. and then you know you're heading on down. But when you get into the highest rated show is like MSNBC's Rachel Maddow was down like number 20. And then it keeps going downhill until there's like nothing almost. Joel Scarborough and these other people from MSNBC. MSNBC, of course, is turning people loose and all that. But I said yesterday, well, maybe John Stewart's going to take Brian Williams' place on NBC. Actually, I was kidding about that, but who knows? Who knows what's going to happen out there? And I'm not even sure. You know, this is funny too, because you go, who's John Stewart?
Well, and here's the deal. Everybody's so upset about Brian Williams and that he's stretched the truth a little bit.
No,
well,
no, he didn't stretch the truth.
He out and out lied. Well, how about Hillary? I mean, how about her, Chelsea taking a stroll past the the Twin Towers on the day that it was blown up, and turns out then Chelsea's over there tweeting to somebody else that she was in a friend's apartment. She wasn't anywhere near there.
Well, it was
and no, it was why Hillary, are we yelling at Hillary about lying about that?
Well, Hillary was lied about there was sniper fire, that she was under sniper fire, and then the people there go, well, that's not true, Hillary.
No, actually, you ran into the arms of and why aren't we on her about that?
This
guy is a news guy. She wants to be president of the United States. And I even heard somebody say yesterday, yeah, but we don't hold our elected officials to the same high standards that we hold our news. Really? These people are making decisions that affect your.
And we
should. We don't hold
but
them.
We hold our military to extremely high standards. But I think here is the problem, is we expect politicians to be less than honorable. I think that must be it. If we hold them at less than, if we don't hold them to a higher standard or to a standard, then, because we just say, well, you know what, they're politicians, we expect them to lie. It's like a lawyer. Oh, a lawyer will do anything to win a case, which isn't true in all cases, but people, that's what you think. When you think of that, you think of Let's Call Saul, you know, that movie or that TV show, which, by the way, is hilarious, an offshoot of Breaking Bad, with this guy who's not even Jewish. He's Irish.
I see you guys. I have to admit, boy, when you start talking reality TV and all of these shows.
It's not reality TV. But anyway, but what I'm getting back to is that the only way you're going to fix Congress and politicians is to hold them to a higher standard.
But then we have to reinstill more moral values in the population as a whole, and we've lost that.
That's a whole other topic.
That's
a whole week topic.
But it's got to go back to morals in our everyday life, and that we actually hold that it's important if you tell a lie, and it's important that you have responsibility. And we've come so far away from that as a population that it's scary.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Hey, I'm here with Trish Clark. It's 8:45 in the morning here on the. In the 12th of February, 48 degrees out there. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Phone lines here are 605-4567. If you got something you want to talk about, give us a call right now, 605-4567, and we'll talk about that when we get back. Otherwise, does marriage make you happier?
Tax pro who not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, certified financial planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Tortilla Flats Restaurant on February 25th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Deanne Parker to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs, or if you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend our financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Support the animals of Turtle Bay Exploration Park by making them an honorary part of your family with Turtle Bay's Adopt an Animal program. All animals need lots of love and support, and you can help. With four adoption levels to fit every price range, adopting an animal at Turtle Bay makes a great gift for the animal lover in your life. Support the animals of Turtle Bay with your honorary adoption today at the Turtle Bay Museum Store and Coffee Bar or by visiting turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Redding Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556. And all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark today, Thursday, February the 12th, 8:49 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. It's going to be really a nice day. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Sorry about that, Chuck. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated with senior and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane. It's going to be a nice few days here. 75 degrees they're talking about going up.
I know, but come on, people. It's February.
There's buds on the trees out there. I cannot believe it. There's buds on the trees.
My roses are coming out, and my back fence in February, I've got all these beautiful old camellia bushes. Full color.
I'm telling you, there is something.
February. My daffodils are blooming.
There's something wrong here, guys. You know what? There's climate change. Some kind of climate change here. Yeah. But let's go to the phones here. Billy Bob, good morning, partner.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Trish, I always enjoy your Thursday mornings with Carl there.
Thank you.
I got a frog in my voice. But anyway, Carl had Mark Littell on the other day concerning the EDC, which is our Economic Development Corporation. And I posted a call asking him, and it wasn't referred to. Everything is la-la. Everything is just, oh, we're going to talk about it and all this, and we're going to keep working forward. But I brought up the point that we have a real big project right in front of us, which is Moody Flats, which is the 3M Corporation. And he gave me some information that I didn't know. It's going to be a $78 million construction project, et cetera, $2 million in generated taxes to the county. But how what prompted my call is the fact that we let them. We let all these bureaucrats, and I was appreciating what you guys were saying, but we're going to let five supervisors decide this situation with Moody Flats, and I'm just wondering how much are we going to let them? This is a no-brainer. We have to have this project. It's over 150 jobs, and tons of income, and we're going to let it go up to a vote of these supervisors.
But Billy Bob, that's exactly how the system should work. And if we have done our homework and we have paid attention to the people that we've put into those offices, and that's an awful lot of ifs, then that is, under our republic form of government, they're exactly the people who, in fact, should be making these decisions. We, the people, just haven't always done a really good job of putting those people in office. But that's how the system works. So it falls back on us. I don't have any reason to believe, quite frankly, that that Board of Supervisors is not going to approve that project. Absolutely should. I concur with you.
But here's the other thing, Billy Bob, and I agree with you. I agree with you, you know, that this is a big thing. But remember when they voted on down at the, 2 years ago, can we forget that, when they voted to put in that the big shopping center?
That was legal as it could be, and there was absolutely no reason in the world why it should not have gone forward.
I mean, yeah, there's no reason, but the people turned put it on a referendum or initiative.
Voted it down.
And voted it down by like 78%. So
with
see,
misinformation.
But see, so there's, if they voted this down, or you know what, trust me, when they if they vote for this Moody Flats to go forward.
That group up in Central Valley
there's going to be a fight.
So. Having said that, I think the board will approve it. There's no reason they shouldn't. That company has done their homework. We need those jobs. We have gone through this in this county with every one of these things we've ever tried to cite. Knopf, all of them. And I will tell you, the rock crushing plant out in on off Balls Ferry, out on the old Simpson property, all of those were opposed, and every one of them has proved successful, have not caused any of the issues that those people claimed they were going to.
Yes, and with your experience and great service to this county is on your Board of Supervisors, I just wanted to bring this to your attention because it's going to have to be a real emphasis that we get this project approved and don't let a few handful of environmental wackos shut it down. We need this in this area. Everybody's saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do for jobs? Well, but, this is what we do.
But
right.
Billy
right.
Bob,
I'll let you guys go.
All right, thanks.
But here's the answer to that. What those Board of Supervisors needs in those meetings when they have the hearings on that is an equal number of people in this community who know the value of those jobs to flow into that boardroom and testify, encouraging them to approve it. Because I can guarantee you that the other side, the NIMBYs that fight everything in this county, are going to flock that boardroom and they're going to fill it up. You people out there that know that we need those jobs and we have got to get the aggregate where it's located, fill up that boardroom and do the same thing. Because that's what the board needs. They need to look like they're listening to the people.
Yeah.
So write those letters in support of it because they're getting bunches in opposition.
Well, that worked in the city council when everybody showed up about not moving the council
yes,
comments to
yeah,
the
well,
end and
the
electric commission and all those other things. I mean, that
and
worked.
And then we go back to
there.
Doing our homework
oh,
about who we put into the
oh,
office.
Oh, wait a minute. That's what they did. They did show
yeah,
up. Okay.
They did. Yeah,
but you're right. I think that the quarries is a good idea. And now, the... I don't know if you've been following this. It's down towards you, down in Tehama County. But the Timbo Preserve, have you been looking at
no,
that?
No, I have not.
This is where they want to bring elephants down into the 4,000 acres down there in Tehama
really?
County. They want to build an elephant preserve down there, and it's called the Timbo Preserve.
How do elephants do in this
4,000 acres, 35 to 50 elephants. It's like an elephant.
Don't elephants live in Africa?
No. Well, yeah, they do, but they live everywhere. But this is like an elephant, not the burial ground, but a habitation. You know, it's like where elephants go to live and to die.
It's kind of like
a rescue.
A rescue place.
A rescue place. And, you know, they take care of elephants that have no
place.
How
many elephants do they think they have?
Well, I don't know, 4,000 acres. They think they can put 35 to 50 in there. And this one woman who lives on the outskirts of it, she goes, I was looking at this, and there's a big fence that they're gonna put this huge fence up there because mm-hmm. You have big elephants there. I mean, it's like trying to, you know,
remember the movie where
Jurassic Park?
No, the movie where the elephants went through the trail and they went through the house. What was it?
Because, Jumanji when with the digital elephants.
Yeah. Anyway, well, but they because they had their path and even though they built houses and they did everything, they just tore everything down.
This is my
and
path.
They would go back to
this is my path, I'm taking it. Well,
exactly.
Anyway,
regardless of what they did around it.
But see, what they want to do is they want to build this preserve and then they see this as a place where people will come to and visit and see the elephants and all that. And I'm thinking, oh, okay. But of course, you know, but then you get the people that live around it are going,
oh,
wait a minute, this is a big
backyard.
Fence. And then I thought, well, what's the big thing about this fence? You can plant, you know, bougainvillea around it, you know, so that
rocks.
And yeah, I know. And this woman says, you know, we're out here because there's, you know, but now we're going to have elephants. And elephants can come through. Elephants are dangerous. I don't know if elephants are dangerous. I guess if anything's dangerous, if, you know, they're big, you know, and all
it's
that.
Called NIMBY, not in my backyard.
But, you know, I think you can put enough stuff out there. So those elephants are very bright animals, too. So I think if you put, like, the electric fences out there when they come near, and it burns a hair off their nose or their trunk, that, you know, they won't try and go through there. However, I you know, they're trying to answer all these questions. And frankly, I mean, having 35 to 50 elephants in Tehama County, is that bad?
I can't think of a reason why that would be a problem.
I don't know. You know,
they got feral pigs that weigh 800 pounds out there by Tuscan Butte.
Linda made me promise not to say anything about that too. You know about
no elephants.
No, she thinks it's okay. I was just thinking is that, you know, you got an elephant preserve. I mean, do they pay you to, how much does it cost? Anyway, they've got, and people are afraid that it's going to impact on their water supply. But I'm thinking, no, you know what? It's no more than, say, cattle. I mean, so you got 50, you know, is the ability to pass grass through them and hay. Okay, you know, they're bigger, but if you could put more.
We have a call here.
Yeah, but I didn't have time to write this down, so we're short on time. Howard Covington on the line.
Howard? Hi, Carl.
Good morning, Howard.
Hello. I'll talk quick. I'm in a conundrum. I attended a lengthy meeting on January 15th in the city council chambers. The meeting was Grazing Regulation Action Program, GRAP, and it has to do with the State Water Resources Control Board, right, and they're regulating all of the grazing land for the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Farmers and all that, and now I am listening to this business with the elephants, and I like elephants, and I know they need to be protected, but I'm going, wait a minute, we're going to put the cattle people on the rangeland all under this control, and yet we're going to put elephants on land that is going to create...
Yeah.
The same thing.
That they say the cattle are doing. Well, Howard, Howard, thanks.
Good point.
We got to run, Howard. Thanks a lot for the phone call. For some reason, Bob put us through here to the very end. Anyway, hey, tomorrow we have Simpson University. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys out there. Which are you?
Congress has launched hearings into President Obama's request for authority to use the military in the fight against ISIS. Former ambassador to Iraq James Jeffrey tells lawmakers it would be a mistake for the U.S. to commit to a
long-term American presence on the ground, as we saw in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Vietnam. It does not work.
In his war powers request to Congress, the president stresses that he is not interested in another ground war. It's tenuous to be sure, but there is a peace agreement aimed at ending the fighting in eastern Ukraine. The deal hammered out overnight by Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany. While those peace talks were going on, Ukraine says Russia sent 50 tanks and a dozen heavy artillery pieces into Ukraine. Thousands expected at a prayer service for three young adults. They were gunned down in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, in what police describe as a long-running dispute.